Hi, boys and girls with penis envy. This is Claire. It's day 6 now, and I've gotten a few lovely letters from you, frustrated boys. But more about that later. I've been a bit lost for ideas, so asked a few people what they would like, and one thing that's come up a few times is watching porn. So, we are going to watch a director that I like a lot, Andrew Blake. And during our time together, I'm not going to direct you when it comes to jerking off, except that you are going to edge as many times as you can without coming, obviously. And you can do that in your own pace. And when we're done, I want you to tell me in the comments, preferably, or in the message, how many times. Okay, and I've chosen something that's not too stimulating, because I know it's getting quite difficult for some of you now. But without further ado, I'm going to start the video and yeah. Oh, this is a beautiful Justin. I love her perky, cute breasts, and I really, really love red hair. It looks natural, right? She's pale. I like pale. Probably a slight narcissism, considering the fact that I am pale as a ghost. And there comes Arya. You might recognize. I think this video, I'm quite sure this video is from the early 21st century. I mean, it's over 10 years old, which is kind of obvious from the fashion. But yeah, that was when I started looking at porn, and it has made a lasting impression on me. So, you boys have sent a lot of interesting letters to me. I don't think I've gotten so many long private messages in ages about your frustration, your longing, your urge to release, and at the same time, you are so committed to following my orders to the letter and not coming until I tell you. If I tell you. It's fascinating how much pain and frustration you're willing go through just because I'm telling you to. What power a voice can have. And on the video, now Justin is kissing Aria's breasts. Now, I love my job, but that does not seem an unappealing work opportunity. Taste the nipple, yeah. I love sex, I'd love to work with sex. I used to work with phone sex, which was very, I'd say fun. It was a turn on a lot of time, because a lot of things turn me on. I like talking about sex and exciting other people, obviously. And I would not have anything against doing porn, except that it's not socially accepted if you want to have a career in another profession, which I did and do and have. I love how they're kissing. It's obviously visual, but it also does look so passionate. And how Aria's grinding against Justin. I think she does want her. And she's pushing her nipples against Justin's body. Because, at least if she's anything like me, they're so sensitive. I could almost come from someone sucking my nipples. There she goes, licking. But it takes so much longer to get that stimulation than they are doing now. But oh, that smeared lipstick is very hot. I love lipstick and smearing it. I've never understood men that say they like the natural look. Give me a blood red lipstick any day over something natural. Let me smear it out. On your face and smear it over my pussy lips while you lick my clit. So, you haven't forgotten the etching, right? How many times is it? I know that at least one of you wrote to me that you haven't been able to edge since day 3. Well, this is tease and denial, and the request was hardcore edging, so That's what I'm going for, and now Arya is on Justin's pussy, pulled down her panties, and got her hand between her legs, and Justin's turned around, and that looks very pleasurable. And looking at all this pleasure, it makes you so much more frustrated for the pleasure you're not getting. Irony. Licking her sweet juicy pussy, kissing her thighs and spreading lipstick marks all around. I have no idea what so-called blue balls feels like. That's a fascinating concept for me. That you can be teased and teased, and something inside you just increases. And your urges grow strong and strong, and your longing just increases and becomes so extremely obvious, and your need is constant from being a few minutes every day. You're constantly thinking about sex, about pushing your cock into a cunt, about having lips around the head of your cock, feeling a wet mouth sucking it inside. Maybe pushing it further into her throat, or just someone touching it, stroking your balls, gripping your cock, or just your own hand, feeling it, stroking it. You wouldn't even have to do much more than a few fast heart strokes to come now, would you? But you're not going to until I say so. And it's so beautiful when she's licking her pussy on the film. Tasting that sweet pussy juice. Maybe that would be your future. Only licking pussy, never ever fucking, never coming again. Maybe ruined orgasm then and there to release that spunk, but the pleasure? I don't know. And now my film has ended, so I'm gonna find another. Okay, so I'm gonna start the second film. And again, it's Aria. A beautiful, beautiful Aria. Outside. Have you had sex outside? First time I did was because we both lived with our parents and just needed somewhere to fuck, basically. It was not not great. It was cold. I mean, sex was great because it was so fucking horny, but after that, hand jobs under blankets at picnics. Behind bushes. I don't know, maybe I just like sheets. Oh, she is shaking that ass. Okay, touching makes more sense than shaking. Well, when I asked what I should do, people said, or there's like four people I asked, a couple said, watch porn and masturbate and come several times while we can't, and as you can hear, that's not going to happen. And I'm going to tell you why. Because you're not worthy of hearing me come. You will have to work so much harder to hear me come. That is something for a few special people that can give me what I want, and you have not. You haven't given me anything except letters, and I do love those. But, someone said that they were willing to pay for my audios. Well, I have a very good financial situation, so I don't really need it, but although I was curious how and how much, and he said $1 to $2 per day or per audio. Yeah, thank you, that is really worth the time I put on this. Are you fucking kidding me? But I do love the thought of you throbbing boys with your cocks as hard as you think of what you're missing. Such pretty kisses on the audio, or the video, I mean. How many edges is it now? Do you like seeing those mouths lick each other? I bet you wish your cock was between them, or between Aria's breasts. She has a perfect breast for titty fucking, doesn't she? Mm-hmm. I've heard that I have nice breasts for titty fucking from pictures, but I think they're a bit too small, depending on how much, of course, you want the breast to engulf your cock. But Arya does have a nice fucking round ass. Don't just kiss there. Oh, I forget this is porn. Oh, that's a nice view. Yeah. I like this outside. Light. That's wonderful. Okay, so it's gonna end now, and I'm not done with you, actually. Hi, sweeties. Gonna start the next video now, and it's a bit more explicit. Oh, how's the edging going? I was thinking of making a short one to make it easy on you, but God, I just have so much to say. No, actually, I didn't think I would enjoy this so much today, but apparently I do. Oh, and that's some nice dildo ass fucking, isn't it? Yeah. And that is real pleasure, I hope. Or pain. It's good either way. Anal sex is nice. Oh, that's some sweet kissing. It feels very strange kissing like that to me, but it's obviously what you're used to. So, this is getting on 20 minutes. How many edges could it be? I've no idea. Maybe some of you have given up and aren't touching yourselves at all because it's too fucking easy to come right now. At least that's the impression I get from the letters. That's wonderful. It must be wonderful being in the suspense of orgasm without even touching yourself. I love that my voice can bring you there. And that my voice turns you on so much that you think of it every time you Feel your cock twitch. And your cock twitches every time you think of me. And I love that you can't wait until tomorrow. Wait, is it tomorrow? Counting is so hard. Maybe it's the day after tomorrow, or maybe it's Saturday. I don't know. 7 is a such a big number. You are longing for that sweet, sweet release. You are longing to let those balls release what they're carrying. Some of you can't sleep because you're so fucking hard for me. You're so frustrated from the sound of my voice. I haven't done anything but talk to you, but you're so frustrated. You can't sleep. You can't concentrate. You're so easy to manipulate because you want this so bad. You want me to own your cock. You want me to decide if you get pleasure or pain. You want me to own you, don't you? I'm guessing that was another edge, wasn't it? How many have you reached now? Okay. And you're gonna be a good boy and tell me how many. And maybe I will reward one of you. Maybe. Oh yeah, and you'll get another audio for tomorrow. Don't forget that.